Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Welcome back to the Week in Philly, and the 2025 induction class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was announced recently, and among those getting the call, Chubby Checker. Now, he was born in South Carolina, but he grew up here in Philadelphia, went to South Philadelphia High School, and for more on Chubby Checker's career and this honor, let's bring in KYW's Andre Bennett, who is behind our Rewind feature. And Andre, I didn't realize how young Chubby Checker was when he really broke onto the scene.
Yeah, Matt. Chubby Checker was just 19 when he recorded The Twist and hit the top of the Billboard charts. It was actually a cover of a song by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, but obviously he made it his own. You gotta remember, though, several of those teeny bopper stars back then, they were barely out of their teens, you know? Like Frankie Lyman, Dion, and of course the Jackson 5, so it's not like Chubby Checker was an outlier in that regard.
Now, he is best known for The Twist, obviously, but he had many more hits than just that. I was actually surprised how many hits he had. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like Let's Twist Again, Slow Twistin', and Texas Twist. Those are all real songs, and The Twist was a bona fide song and dance phenomenon, and for decades it was the most successful Billboard single ever. I think The Weeknd finally knocked it off that perch. There were even movies like Twist Around the Clock and Don't Knock the Twist, and obviously Chubby Checker was in both of them. In fact, according to one biography, I think it was called The Twist, The Story of the Song and Dance That Changed the World, written by Jim Dawson, Chubby Checker actually said he felt pigeonholed for a while. He felt like a one-hit wonder, and that The Twist actually wiped out a promising nightclub career he had been building up to that point. But you are right. He's more than just the Twist guy. Definitely not a one-hit wonder. He had hit singles like The Hucklebuck, The Fly, Limbo Rock, and Pony Time. That one also hit number one. In fact, up to 1965, he had a solid string of top 40 hits and kept going well after that. He even put out a psychedelic album in the 70s. And sometimes I think about listening to that because I don't know what a Chubby Checker psychedelic album would sound like. But he did go back to The Twist again in 1988. I don't know if you remember, he re-recorded it with the Fat Boys.
And that, I do. That was right in my wheelhouse of my musical awakening, the late 80s.
Yeah, the Fat Boys were there for a lot of people. But yeah, that one also charted.
Now, this is an honor Chubby Checker, who I think is 83 now, was anxious for. He had actually been lobbying to get into the Hall of Fame for quite some time, no?
Yeah, he'd been eligible since the very beginning, but year after year he was passed over for a nomination. He actually held a protest in 2002 outside the induction ceremony, but he said that that was actually about how little airplay The Twist was getting on oldies radio as opposed to him not getting into the Hall of Fame, even though obviously he wanted to get into the Hall of Fame. This was the first time he was ever nominated, though, so I guess you could say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And when will he be formally enshrined? When's the ceremony?
So this year's induction ceremony is on November 8th. If you have Disney Plus, it'll stream live. You can watch it there. I think it'll air on ABC sometime after that. He's actually in particularly distinguished company this year. Some of his fellow nominees include Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, The White Stripes, Outkast, Salt-N-Pepa, Soundgarden, Warren Zevon, and Tom Bell. And if you don't know his name, he's a Philly songwriter and producer who co-created the Sound of Philadelphia, the Philly soul sound, with Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. So he is also a big part of Philly music history. And there's a fun local fact about Cyndi Lauper. One of her signature hit songs, obviously, Time After Time, she wrote that in Manayunk with Rob Hyman of the Hooters.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, do we know why she was in Manayunk at the time?
To write with Rob Hyman. She'd been introduced to him, and he helped her write that song for her landmark She's So Unusual album. She said in an interview that they had quite a few cheesesteaks.
All right. Thank you very much, Andre. KYW's Andre Bennett joining us. We need to step away. More of the Week in Philly coming up, including our own Mike DiNardo talking about a special honor that was bestowed on him this week. Don't go away. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.